The monthly Fed survey is out. This is the one for the Dallas Fed that looks at manufacturing, which is certainly an important part of our economy, and it showed expansion. But boy, if you look at all the components, they seem to be expanding at a much lower rate. Probably a good time to check back in with the senior business economist at the Dallas Fed, Emily Crew, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So this one, the number was 1.5, which doesn't sound that impressive, but anything that's positive shows expansion, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the 1.5 number is, you know, a little bit more of a sentiment-based indicator. What we also look at is we have a production index, and that's sort of a more tangible measure of actual activity for firms in Texas, and that was actually 14 in September.
So yeah, but it was 17.9 prior is what I saw, and so I mean, the trend seems to be lower. Capacity utilization seemed to be dropping a bit, too, and new orders were dropping a bit.
Yeah, that's right. So the September indexes were a little bit lower than what we saw in August. But to kind of put this in a broader perspective, it's still above average growth for manufacturing in Texas whenever we take these indexes back, you know, 15-plus years. And so we've seen, you know, we're now into a third year of manufacturing expansion kind of after coming out of the oil bust. It was really strong in 2017, 2018. We saw weaker growth in the first half of this year, but we've seen stronger growth since then. And while growth was a little bit lower in September than it was in August, it's still pretty solid growth above average and above what we saw in the first half of this year.
Well, when I look at a manufacturing survey for the state of Texas, am I primarily looking at a reflection of the energy business in Texas?
To some extent, the manufacturing sector in Texas is actually pretty diverse. We have a lot of chemicals, a lot of high tech, petroleum products, autos, transportation machinery, fabricated metals, food and beverage. So pretty broad based, but there are certainly sort of some upstream energy impact like machinery and fabricated metals, and then also downstream like gasoline production. But it's not just energy. There's more to it. Like I said, a lot of high tech, a lot of autos. So fairly broad-based, and kind of looking at where this sort of deceleration has come from. It's not just in energy. It's a little bit more widespread. But again, although it has decelerated slightly, we're still seeing pretty solid growth for Texas manufacturing. And we also ask our firms on their, you know, we ask about their outlooks going forward. And that index has been quite bumpy over the past, you know, year or so, sort of oscillating between positive and negative. But it's currently positive, a little bit more positive in September than it was in August. And so while there's certainly headwinds and they're reporting a continued increase in uncertainty, overall outlooks are tilted slightly to the optimism side at this point.
Well, in going through these surveys and putting this information together, what are the greatest concerns? Is it political? Is it uncertainty about trade policy or the economy overall?
I think you hit all three. I think uncertainty seems to be driven by three things. Number one, trade and tariffs. Second, the political climate. And third, the global economy, specifically slower growth. Those were sort of the three, whenever we ask firms for commentary and sort of anecdotally, what are you seeing? Those were sort of the three primary drivers that they remarked on with regard to what's driving uncertainty and the pessimism seen in their outlook.
Yeah, was there anything uniquely, for lack of a better word, Texan in this data? For example, is there a concern that all of the in-migration and driving up housing prices that they're beginning to see inflation ramp up here?
Well, so whenever we ask them about their prices, specifically in the manufacturing sector, they are continuing to report rising input costs. Some of that's labor, other it is materials, and those higher material costs are partly driven by the tariffs. The higher labor costs are partly driven by the extremely tight labor market we have in Texas. So that's certainly driving on the input cost side, but they're not passing through those higher costs on to customers and in the way of selling prices as much as they have been in the past. And I think sort of a couple of reasons for that is, one, last year with this tariff impact as it started, they had to pass through this first wave of raising their prices to kind of compensate their profit margins. And they're a little bit hesitant to pass through a second price increase so soon. And then also, input costs aren't rising as fast this year as they were last year. And so I think in terms of inflation and sort of how they're pricing their products, right now they're passing through those increased input costs to a little bit lesser extent and sort of letting their profit margins take a hit for the time being.
So absorbing the cost for the time being. So tell me about manufacturing here. I mean, we are basically a service-based economy in the United States of America, and I assume that's true in Texas.
Yeah, so manufacturing accounts for about 13% of GDP in Texas. So it's, you know, certainly more services than manufacturing, but even still, Texas produces about 10% of total manufactured goods in the United States. So that ranks us second behind California, and we're also the number one exporting state. So manufacturing certainly is important for our state, although, as you said, yes, we are more dominant in the service sector, just like the rest of the United States.
Emily Kerr is the Dallas Federal Reserve senior business economist, and we always enjoy the visits. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.